But he said, for as I can bear witness. See what I'm talking about this morning. That's, I can bear witness to this scripture. I can bear witness to this. He said, I can bear witness. They gave according to their ability. Yes, and beyond their ability. In other words, some of them act in their giving, act like the widow woman. She didn't give a portion of what she had. She gave all. Huh? And looked like this woman was losing. I mean, say, you know, your mind will tell you, said, I ain't no way I'm giving everything. But if you're prompted that the Holy Ghost tell you to do it, you better let it go. Because just as sure as you let it go, he got something better. I said, as sure as you let it go, you got something what? Something much, much better. All right now. He said, now watch this. He said, and they gave according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability. And they did it by a gun being pointed at them. Voluntarily. They did it how? Voluntarily. Not only did they do it voluntarily, begging us most what? Insistently. For the favor and fellowship of what? Of contributing in this ministry. Can you imagine people begging to give? In cases, I've spent too many being around, people have to beg them to give, but they are begging to give. Wonder why they do that. That's why I'm talking about it. They had got a revelation or something. Are you in the house? They was begging to do what? To give, to contribute into this ministration for the relief and the support of the saints in Jerusalem. See, the saints in Jerusalem at this time, they were very poor. They had been persecuted. The church had been scattered. And you can find this, if you go back and read the previous chapters in Acts, you find that there was a lot of persecution. Then Paul got his letter from the authority to go to Damascus to persecute saints there. In those days, believers were persecuted. And then you find when at the stoning of Stephen, you find that when he was stoned, there was great persecution against the saints until the Bible said they were scattered everywhere. And only the apostle remained at Jerusalem. A lot of the saints were ran out of Jerusalem. And there was a lot of poverty there. And here these people in what? In the depths of their poverty, saying, we want to take up an offering, Paul. We want to get in this, we want to get in on this administration to send an offering to the poor saints of Jerusalem. And here they are, this. And you know, and most people say, I ain't studying about them. I got to eat. And we prove that we eat too. Well, okay. Amen. All right. Verse 5. He said, nor was this gift of theirs merely the contribution we expect, but first they did what? They gave themselves. Now listen to what happened. See, they just didn't want to give a gift. But the first thing they did what? Gave themselves to the Lord and to us as his agent. They trusted Paul and his company with this offering. They trusted. They didn't think they'd get it, like, you know, some people got an offering like that and run off and didn't even report it. Didn't even turn it in. So like this guy got the churches together and called this certain lady. She was a pastor in the city and had her to get all the churches together. Are you in the house? And they will be responsible for renting the auditorium that he was going to minister in and all that. And, you know, have to have somebody to bag him up. And she did. Then when he took up the money, he just left town, didn't pay nothing. Left them holding the bill. But this scripture said they trusted us as the agents. That was, he said, as agent by the will of God. And then not only that, but they entirely disregarded their personal interests. They said, we're not concerned about our interest. We want to make sure we get this offering to the saints in Jerusalem. So why what happened then? That's why I'm gonna keep reading. Glory to God. And back to this lady, since I left you hanging. This guy ran off with the money. I mean, had the meeting, left, and didn't take care, didn't do anything. She found out where he was having another meeting, and she got her a plane ticket, and she flew there. And he was on the stage, and you know how the praise team and so forth is singing, getting ready for him to minister. She's over beside him, she said, on the stage, because you know, a minister sits on the stage a lot of times. Anyway, she eased over beside him, had this bag. She said, now, when you take up the offering, I want you to put all of it in this bag. If you don't, I'm going to get up and tell the people what you did. Then the next meeting you go to, I'll be there again. I'm going to keep telling to you, so you take care of this responsibility. Needless to say, he did. And them the kind of rascal we need to get straightened out. And these kind of people have gave the body of Christ a black eye, so to speak, and the reason why so many have not learned God's principle of giving, how blessed it is, because many have defiled it, misuse it and abuse it and lied on God. But if you listen to what I'm saying, anybody that's in deep poverty, you don't have to say that. See, we got to get the shout where the shout belongs, but we got to get the dealing and action and taking care of business where it belongs. Amen. You just can't shout your way to prosperity. Shout's involved. But that's all you're going to do. You're going to just be a broke shouter. That's all you'll be. But if you operate in these principles, you can shout sure enough because you're loaded. Amen. The shout come easy, but when you're broke, it's hard. You try to load up one and conjure up one. But when you load it, it's easy to shout. Amen. And you don't have to, and you do not have to put on the air. You just be who you are. Amen. So moving right along. Now that I got that out of the way. Moving right along. Where did I stop at anyway? All right. So he said in verse 6, so much so that we had urged Titus that as he began it, he would surely also complete this benefit. This beneficent and let me find myself and gracious contribution among you in everything. Now watch this. Complete this beneficent and gracious contribution among you, the church at Corinth. Give me the next verse.